Didn't they suspect a trap?
Perhaps, Nyra shrugged. Some refused to answer his call, but many more came. After all, what could one man do against 100 Sith Lords? Remember, he was not the Emperor back then. He was merely Lord Vitiate, ruler of a single planet of no particular importance. He hadn't fought in any battles of note or achieved any great victories or conquests beyond his own world. He had the reputation of a scholar, not a warrior. And the Sith Lords were driven by fear. Many thought the Jedi would soon wipe them all out. They were desperate for anything they could use as a weapon against the servants of the light side. Lord Vitiate played upon these fears, convincing those who answered his call to set aside their suspicions of him and of one another, to join in a single glorious cause. Once they arrived on Ithema, they quickly fell under Lord Vitiate's control. He dominated their minds, crushed their resistance. He turned them into slaves of his will, forcing them to participate in the most complex ritual of Sith sorcery ever attempted. Calling on the dark side, Lord Vitiate devoured them. He fed on their power, absorbing it into himself, utterly obliterating all traces of his victims. But the ritual was not confined to the doomed Sith Lords. They were but the eye of the storm, the center of a vortex that spread across the entire planet. Every man, woman, and child on Ithema died that day. Every beast, bird, and fish, all the insects and plants, every living being touched by the Force was consumed. When the ritual ended, Nathema was no longer a world. It was a husk, sucked dry. Lord Vitiate sacrificed millions, stealing their life force to make himself immortal. Their deaths also made him stronger than any Sith who had come before, and he ceased to be known as Lord Vitiate. On that day, the Emperor was truly born.
Scourge wondered if Nyriss expected him to be horrified by the tale. If so, she was about to be disappointed.
The Emperor seized what was his by right, he said. The strong take from the weak. That is our way. Doing it on a scale of millions doesn't change anything. It just proves he deserves to be our Emperor.
So I used to think,
Nyriss said, smiling ghoulishly.
And then I saw Nathema for myself.
She didn't say anything else for the remainder of the trip, leaving Scourge to wonder in silence why she was so confident he would come around to her side. He felt the first hints of what was waiting for him when the shuttle dropped out of hyperspace. Through the windows of the cockpit, he saw a gray and brown planet looming large before them. Gazing at it, he felt something strange and unsettling. Something unnatural. It took him several moments to realize what was wrong, and even when he didn't fully grasp the implications. He wasn't feeling the Force. The sensation was completely alien. The Force was omnipresent. It radiated stronger in certain places and at certain times, and the balance of the dark side and light constantly shifted, but it was always there in some way, shape, or form. Now, however, he felt nothing. He had become so accustomed to the presence of the Force in the background that its complete absence was almost overwhelming, leaving him unable to speak.
Prepare yourself, Nyriss said. We're going down to the surface.